I'm Buns. I live in Antarctica, and I can tell you firsthand the ice is melting. The ocean is rising, and I can go outdoors in a t-shirt now and live to tell about it.
I'm Barb, and I live on Plastigono Beach, and I'm all in favor of global warming. If the world were a beach, it would be a better place to live.
It sure would be a beach.
Ain't that a beach?
Well, okay, well, that's fine. I'll tell you about it. We talked about it yesterday, this, something similar to this, and the agitators were there. And what I learned, I believe that the agitating people, or ones that have been put up to agitate, that they're regular Joes, and they've been told a crock to get them afraid of change and afraid that whatever new is coming down is going to hurt them. Because they don't understand what they're afraid of. They're up there, you know, they don't have health care, and they're all upset, and they don't want the new plan that might offer them health care because someone's told them it would raise their taxes, it would ruin them, them and their children, and that's where the burden of the cost is going to be. And Arlen doesn't say a thing to help. In fact, he's about as Republican as he can be.
It's just misinformation all the way around. It like I said, it's Bush's mushroom cloud. Scare the people. There's a boogeyman, and if you open the door, it'll get you. So let's keep the door closed. Don't you understand? We're trying to save you all.
And who's behind the fear? The groups like Freedom Works, there's several of them out there. There's
voters too.
I hear people like Dick Cheney and Bush's people, and definitely anybody who profits off the status quo, healthcare as it is, insurance companies, that sort of thing. There's a lot of people that stand to gain by keeping things the way they are.
That's the bottom line. Profit is the motivation, and if we cut back profit, it's going to hurt a lot of rich people and rich corporations, and we wouldn't want that to happen. So we can hurt millions of poor people and middle-class people to save these few rich people. And these people that go in there and protest, that they get all fired up, actually believe that because they're old, they're going to be put to death or denied health care. Because they're no longer productive citizens, the death squad will come and take them away. They no longer contribute to society.
Yeah.
Well, I say we round up Arlen Specter, who also no longer contributes to society except for scare, Dick Cheney, and let them go before these tribunals.
Well, I'd put Sarah Palin in there. I keep Arlen Specter. He's a fence sitter. He didn't, you know, he's supposed to be a Democrat, but he's acting like a Republican. But he's not outwardly really staring it up. He's trying to play the fence. So I would go after Sarah Palin and any of the me first, screw everyone else crowd.
I prefer to think of it as kissing ass on both sides, you know.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Arlen Specter is a double ass kisser.
Yeah, well, there you go. Anyway, as we were talking earlier, that me first, screw everyone else crowd is, I got that from David Sirota, sort of an acquaintance of yours, who does do talks on CNN and other places.
And MSNBC.
Yeah.
And good guy, good journalist, also opinionated though.
But
liberal.
Right. But for these, for common folks to not to know what they're upset about and against a possibility of health care for them. All because they think they're going to have to pay when all you need to do is maybe stop insurance company CEOs from making $102,000 an hour off of our insurance money, and they make that money by denying our claims. And what about 50 million people that do not have insurance? Why aren't people talking about any concern for them? That's the me first, screw everybody else crowd.
It's like Joseph L. Galloway wrote so beautifully in his article, stop, listen, read the paperwork. Don't let be forced into a frenzy because of what people are telling you. Believe what you see and read. And
as long as it's not Fox, the cluster Fox news,
well,
or something.
Read the actual documentation of what's happening. And because
well, look around.
They're rebels without a clue.
Right.
It you know, if you've got a cause, fight for it. But it's like they're going to send the death squads out for me because I'm no longer working and I collect Social Security and I'm going to cost the country. No, they're not. There has never been, even in Nazi Germany, I don't think they went for the old and killed them because they were old. It was...
Well, I wouldn't want to touch that one. I'm not real sure. But
I don't think so. And I mean, they did kill because of race and religion, which is one of the worst reasons possible. But I don't think they killed the babies and the old people. Regardless, everybody has something to contribute to society. Look at Stephen Hawking. He's an invalid. He probably cost, I think he's still alive, millions in health care per year.
But he's a genius.
Yeah, he contributes greatly to society. So to say just because you're not working, paying Social Security, doesn't mean you are... Well, he probably does work.
Oh, well, yeah. He writes books and that sort of thing. So
And comes up with these physics ideas that
sure
I don't understand.
I'm sure he pays some taxes in and all that. Well, if talking about death panel, I think maybe the insurance business, the healthcare system or lack of it now is closer to a death panel than what would happen under universal healthcare one-payer system, because now you really do stand before a board. A lot of people's insurance is like this. They need an operation. There's even been people with the brain tumors and whatever, and they come up with some excuse that they're not going to cover that. Well, no, there's no real evidence. But there is evidence, but somehow they get away with saying no. There's a case where a child who was deaf, but all she needed was an implant, and each ear she could hear because it wasn't... It wasn't something that could not be repaired. They weren't going to cover that. And then they finally agreed after some arguing to cover one ear. But they wouldn't cover for both.
Well, even one, though, that's a step in the right direction. And for a child that has no hearing, I would go along with that because take what you can get.
But well, why should you settle for half an ear?
Half hearing, I agree, but... It's something better than nothing.
Well, they probably paid in, you know, $200,000 over 50 years into a policy that would easily pay for three or four of those operations. But those profits go to, you know, certain big shots that live in mansions. And that money should be going back into the health care and giving people what they need rather than make people rich. So the whole system.
A real problem that only wealthy are entitled to life. Like recently, I had to have a blood thinner, $700 for a 5-day supply. Fortunately, I had insurance. But if my husband didn't work and we didn't have insurance, I would be forced to die because I could not afford the drugs. And one of the principles of the Declaration of Independence is the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life. I have a right to life. Not because I'm have insurance or income status or I have a job. I have a right to life in this country. And it should be written into the Constitution that all people have a right to life, and that should be a Supreme Court issue, not something thrown about by these senators and congressmen. It should be a civil right.
Well, yes, and people are so worried about the word socialism. Well, I suppose you could say that our fire department and our police department are socialized.
Yeah, we all share the cost, and we all...
Well, no.
And we don't use them equally. Some people use the jail.
Right.
More than others.
So, what if we do... Why isn't that in the same group with health care? These are things that are for the good of all.
Yeah, why should we have to pay to keep up prisoners? We're not going to be ever kept up by the prison system, hopefully.
Well, let's use a fire department, for example. What if, your house caught on fire, the fire department comes and they say, well, how much are you going to pay me? And let me see if it's worth my while. And they may deny because you don't pay them enough. I mean, that's what health care is.
Or you haven't paid your taxes for this year, so sorry, ma'am, I cannot put out your fire. My stuff is burning up. Save my pets.
Yeah.
No, thank you. We have another call. I wish you well.
You're in a distress. Somebody is breaking in and about to... They're in the process of raping or something. The police just show up just in time. They could stop it, but
we're going to have to call private security if we privatize everything.
Yeah. Privatizing is the evil, not the socialization of certain things that are for the good of all. Let me read a quote by Bill Maher that I like, which I totally believe and feel this way. The problem with President Obama's health care plan isn't socialism, it's capitalism. When did the profit motive become the only reason to do anything? When did that become the new patriotism? Ask not what you can do for your country, ask what's in it for Blue Cross, Blue Shield. And that seems to be the way our thinking is these days. And these people protesting, they don't get it, that they are... It's like the teabagging thing. It was the old regular Joes that didn't understand what it was all about in that one, too.
I can just imagine privatizing the police department. You call 911 or your private security, which is probably 911. Dial 1 if you wish to report a murder. 2, to report a rape. 3, to report an armed intrusion. 4, to report a robbery.
But they ask for your police insurance card. I mean your protection card or your fire protection card or your security protection card or something. And have you paid up premiums? And do you have a card? And that sort of thing. Well, I think we got that point across.
It's just not equitable distribution for health care, and that's what it boils down to. Now, granted, if you can afford the most exotic treatments, and thank God Teddy Kennedy can, because I want him to live another 20 years, but I know he never will. But thank God, that's what's keeping him alive, because he can afford it. But he will be the first to stand in line and say, I don't deserve this because I am wealthy. It's a right all people should have. And I think, if nothing else, when Mr. Kennedy does die, and I will mourn that day dreadfully, but I think the sympathy elicited from his death will help promote health care.
Well, I would like to reflect back in the year 2000 when I was with the Green Party. I was one of the founding members of Health Care for All, a Texas movement, and I even flew to Austin for a meeting, and then we had phone conferences. And back then, we were gathering stories of people who had been hurt by the healthcare system. And I like to think it was a movement in a lot of states. So this stuff has been going on for years, and somewhere along the line, Michael Moore got in on it, and he did a lot to bring it to the forefront. You know, people in healthcare even. I've had talks with people working in offices and giving x-rays and things that are just clueless about this healthcare system they're in on and how it hurts people. And not that they are feeling they're doing anything evil or anything, but they're part of the system that's hurting people. Anyway, so this has been... really been coming to the forefront for years. It's taken a lot of work to get it this far.
Well, the healthcare system, as we know it, is an inflated system full of gas, too much substance going in and not enough healthcare coming out. It's like Enron. They kept pumping it up and pumping it up and pumping it up, but it was a facade. So was Wall Street. And when it all came crashing down, there's only so much it can money it can take before it fails. And they realize none of the people who were supposed to get the profits from it do. Nobody wants to deny a doctor a fee for a job well done. And we do want people who need health care to be able to see a doctor when necessary. I mean, you don't go in because you got a hangnail and say, I think I might have an infection. No, you don't. Put some alcohol on it and then wait and see what happens. But if you really, if the whole swollen, do something about it. There's no sense in waiting till it becomes a major problem and we have to amputate your whole arm because you didn't try and do something about your finger when it was a small issue. People need health care.
Well,
and
I have in front of me the listing from the World Health Organization, the rankings of countries as according to their standard of and quality of health care, on which we're number 37. France is at the top. Let me see some of the kind of surprising ones, if there are any. They're mostly developed countries. Iceland, that's kind of, I would never think of that one very much, is above us. Iceland is number 15. Colombia, I don't think that's South Carolina. That's South America. Cyprus. Saudi Arabia, it's above us. United Arab Emirates. And Israel. Morocco, that was a surprising one for me, number 29.
Who knew they even had hospitals in Morocco?
Well, I've been there. It's a mixture of primitive and modern, but I guess they've got a way to distribute the health care in a reasonably good fashion. Chile is above us. Dominica and Costa Rica are above us. Now, we could be further down. I mean, the list goes on to 190, but 37, it's not a good health care system if you can't get it to the, you know, people who need it. And if you wait, just like you were really talking about, if you wait until it's really super bad, then you're really going to cost the health care system a lot of money. But if you don't worry about money, you can go when something's early on, you can be cured, and actually it saves the system money. That's a good point.
There just isn't enough caring in health care.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Health ignorance. Ignore the problem. Maybe it'll go away, and it will with death. Death cures everything. It's a universal health care.
Yeah,
that's pretty witty. Death
right.
Is universal health care.
Yeah, well, or it's the end of it anyway. Well, anybody who doesn't consider all those that can't afford it, aren't taken care of, don't have it, the just supreme selfishness and greed, and that is evil. Those who are against health care for all in some form or fashion, to me, that is evil. Sarah. I'm talking to you, Sarah, and anybody else who feels that way.
And Sarah, you're a big fat liar, even though you look good doing it.
Yeah.
You are a big fat liar.
Caribou Barbie.
What kind of mother? Here she is with this child that is has Down syndrome. He will need some level of care for the rest of his life. She is pretty much throwing out the baby with the bathwater. She is singly the one trying to deny him health care. And we want him to have whatever is necessary to help him lead a productive life and hopefully work one of these days and do good things. We don't expect him to be a lecturer at Harvard or anything, but he still has potential, and to unearth that potential is what health care should help do.
Well, she's in a privileged category. I'm sure there's good insurance there for her and her family.
But she's no longer a governor, so I don't know how that works.
Well, they got money. And she makes a lot of money making horrible speeches and being a fear-mongerer.
Well, she does say that his health plan is a death panel, and they decide subjectively based on societal productivity. Now, how many people actually contribute to society? Is it Sarah Palin? And I have a problem with that, because societal productivity does not mean tax-producing. There are many people who do good deeds all the time that have no form of income, and by virtue of their goodness and righteousness, deserve to be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Declaration of Independence, 1776. Look it up.
Yeah, all right.
And we do have that right, and we don't get it in this country. We don't get it in many ways.
Yeah, partly I'm in awe. Is awe and meaning awful of how people can be so selfish. I mean, I don't see how it's so hard to understand that what we got is wrong and is wrecking the country, that we spend 17% overall of income, this is across the board, on health care. And it used to be like 4%, which is, still...
Well, it's not exactly health care.
No.
It's to pay all these...
Mansions for the people that run
the... bureaucracy, too, tells you can't do that.
Yeah. And doctors that work in the with insurance companies, they get rewarded for denying people.
Well, now, there are doctors out there who want the best for their patients who cannot practice medicine because they have some clerk in an insurance office saying that procedure is not a valid procedure under this diagnosis.
I'm talking about the ones specifically that actually are hired by insurance companies to review cases. They are given bonuses for the most they can, most money they can turn away, the most claims they can turn away. That's a known fact.
Because they probably couldn't cut it in the real world as a real doctor
practicing medicine
with real patients.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know how they can sleep at night, really. And I think a lot of them do feel bad and get out of it after a while.
Well, they take that Hippocratic oath. You're a nurse.
A hypocritic oath. There was something I thought was good that I saw today. In Los Angeles, there was a giant stadium or something like that where a lot of doctors had planned, been planning for a while to have this day. In fact, it's going to go on for a week. Free health care. They have optometrists, dentists, and general practitioners set up clinics in this giant arena. And people have been sleeping there overnight to get a chance of getting health care. They still have to turn away people. And they're going to be doing this every day. I think it was for a week. And they were saying that, they've seen the problem. One guy who's British said he had been there for decades and decades and decades. And it's always been a problem. And, yes, it has gotten worse. And while they were planning this event... They couldn't get enough doctors to donate a week's worth of free time. Obviously, that would be a hard one, for people to do. So they tried to enlist people out of state, and there were some that were willing to do it. But there was so much bureaucratic problem, they would not allow this to happen. Even though it would help people, that's not the point. It's they were working against the statement they were actually going to be making by giving all this free health care by thousands of people lining up for it. It just shows that people can't afford it, and once it's offered, they come off the streets, they come out of their little homes, they come out to get it, because otherwise they don't have a chance.
I would like to offer up one of Emily Dickinson's little poems here. If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching or cool one pain or help one fainting robin into the nest again, I shall not live in vain.
That's nice. I like that. That's a good ending. In fact, I'll cut off me saying that. We'll just end with that. How's that?
But, you know, that is what it's all about. If you can stop one life the aching or cool one pain. So, come on.
So
is it that hard to feel like in Shakespeare? Here I go again. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven, from the blessed earth, from heaven to the blessed earth beneath. It is twice blessed. Something about the one who gives and the one who receives. So mercy is blessed twice by the giver and the receiver. So,
well, we're kind of a heartless nation then, aren't we?
Yeah, it really.
And you know, these greedy people just, what do they think that's going to get them when they're dying, when they're old, and they see how they've lived their life, and yes, they're dying in a mansion, and they have servants, but when they reflect on their life, I mean,
this is a great equalizer. This
yeah,
is as dead as dirt as anybody else.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Buns and Barb Talk Show. The show of two Southern Belles with balls. Catch us on iTunes and be sure and visit our MySpace site at myspace.com/BunsandBarbsTalkShow.
And remember, two wrongs won't make a right, but three lefts will. Stay alert and stay opinionated.